No one plans on becoming homeless. Siobhan Smith certainly didn't, but then...
My landlord went up on my rent $200, and I couldn't afford it with just the income I was getting, so I had to leave.
While Smith talks, one of her four kids, her youngest, Carter, jumps and runs in the outdoor play area in their new temporary home, the New Orleans Women's Shelter. Her other children are at school. Smith found New Orleans Women's Shelter by calling 211, who gave her a list of shelters. But when she walked into the women's shelter, she knew she'd found home.
But everybody was so friendly and non-judgmental, and like they seemed like they were really in tune with the plight of the single, like, female.
Smith says it doesn't even feel like a shelter. It's more like a big house, which made moving her family there so much easier.
At first, I kind of felt like a bad parent. I'm like, oh, we have to go to a shelter. But being here, it doesn't feel like that. Everybody either didn't feel like an aunt or a sister to him. So I don't even mind. I don't mind him being here. It doesn't feel like I did something wrong. I feel like I came into, you know, a step into the right direction.
They come across the sill of the door, and we want a new beginning for them. We want them to not think about being homeless because this is your home.
Dawn Fletcher is the executive director of the New Orleans Women's Shelter. She leads me past cozy rooms filled with couches and comfortable armchairs, all decorated for Halloween.
So this is our education wing. And we have our parenting classes that are held in here. We have this wonderful area for our kids to play in, and we separated it by age groups. So we have the infants over here, the toddlers there, and the older kids here.
This room would make Goldilocks so happy. The games, toys, and of course the furniture, they're all the perfect size, no matter what size you are.
We are a women's shelter, but we focus on the children because they're innocent in this. It's about families, keeping families together, making sure that the moms are safe and secure, and the kids are not suffering through this transition period for the moms. So we do focus a lot on the kids and making sure that they're comfortable and, you know, they're with mom and she's happy.
Down the hallway, shelter manager Deidre Branion, known to everyone as Ms. D, has her arms loaded with costumes. Four-year-old Sierra, who lives at the shelter with her mom and brothers, explains,
"That's what my dress was for Halloween."
Sierra tells me she wants to be a witch, but when she spies a pink princess gown, her costume plan abruptly changes.
I want this one.
Look, already she wants that one, Mom.
This is Misty.
You like it?
Yes.
Yay!
My hat calls for everything. Maintenance. Cooking. Grocery shopping. Watching children. Babysitting. All those good things. So today is costume issue.
This is what the New Orleans Women's Shelter does. They provide whatever their residents need, from finding the perfect Halloween costume to finding a job, a school, or a doctor. It's not about giving handouts, they tell me. It's about giving a hand up. To learn more about the New Orleans Women's Shelter, including how to give donations, and to see a picture of Sierra in that perfect pink dress, go to wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.